It is extremely important to invest in young African women in particular. We are proud of Rwanda that they have the highest number of women representation in parliament, but that is an exception. We still have woeful underrepresentation of women across the continent, not just in politics, but in all other areas of higher leadership. We have the same in the corporate sector. We did a study in 2003 where it showed that only 3 out of the top companies in Ghana had women CEOs, and it's a reflection of the reality across the globe. So we believe that providing the opportunity at the younger age enables them to prepare themselves so that by the time they attain the leadership positions, they are able to stay in the power and they're able to excel as leaders.
The program is still quite new. I think your first class was 2009. And so what are the young ladies from that class doing?
Our first batch, which was 7 years ago, they are doing amazing things, and they have actually confirmed beyond our imagination what we envisioned for the program. And most of them are now in political spaces, some of them in the corporate world. As young as they are, the exposure from the program has opened doors for many of them to be appointed into public offices. And so they continue to serve in those capacities, and they continue to be part of the bigger network where they continue to initiate projects together to address critical challenges that are important to them in their community and women on the continent as a whole.
And now finally, of course, you've brought these fellows here to the United Nations for the Committee on the Status of Women. Tell us, why was it so important for them to be at this particular meeting at this time?
As one of the speakers mentioned, it is important for them to be here because the decisions that are made here have direct impact on them. And they want to be included in defining the agenda for the world. They want to be included in defining the agenda for their community. They want to be part of that process. They want to speak for themselves. They want to lead, and they want to share, and they want to learn. So I think that from different angles, there are so many accomplished women leaders here. In the participants today was Leah Magbowe, the Nobel Peace Prize winner, who is also one of our mentors. So it's a great opportunity for them to connect with all these women that they've been hearing from all over the world, and to learn and to share and to be part of the agenda.